music from the Black Keys here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature story news in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. U.S. President Donald Trump says there will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender. The latest comments from the U.S. leader come as the American and Israeli bombardment of Iran continues for a seventh day. FSN's Nick Harper reports from Washington.
7 days in and there's no end in sight for the U.S. campaign against Iran. Donald Trump, in his latest social media post, says there will be no deal except unconditional surrender, once again suggesting he wants to be part of the selection process for choosing the new Iranian leader. And even though the U.S. president has said there is virtually unlimited supplies of U.S. weapons, he is inviting defense contractors and weapons manufacturers to the White House on Friday to discuss how to boost weapons production over fears that the U.S. stockpile is dwindling and will only continue to be depleted the longer this campaign continues.
Democrats are vowing to investigate and possibly impeach Kristi Noem over the decision she made while serving as Homeland Security Secretary. Noem had been the top official carrying out President Donald Trump's aggressive crackdown on immigration until she was fired by him on Thursday. Democrats and Republicans have criticized a number of Noem's decisions, including a $220 million border security ad campaign featuring her, allegations that she hand-selected contractors instead of having a competitive bidding process, and her rush to label two U.S. citizens shot by federal immigration officers in Minnesota as domestic terrorists. Impeachment would prevent Noem from holding public office in the future, while an investigation could reveal new information that Democrats could use to go after other members of the Trump administration. A fresh report on U.S. employment has shown a far worse result than expected, leading to concerns about the nation's job market. In recent months, the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates in an attempt to stimulate the job market, but the approach might not be having the success officials had hoped for. FSN's Mitch McCann reports.
Economists had forecast that the U.S. would gain 50,000 jobs in February, but Friday's data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed it actually lost 92,000. Another sign the job market is struggling. At the same time, the country's unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Despite the data, a rate cut at the Federal Reserve's next meeting is reportedly unlikely amid concerns about inflation. Officials will be closely monitoring oil prices and how higher energy costs may filter through to a number of sectors of the economy.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. First, an assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. And a waiter from Los Angeles, California, Peter Silence. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475. And now entering the studio is the host of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Thank you, John Harlan. Thank you, my friends. Thank you so much. You're appreciated. Most importantly, thank you for coming to play the game. Thank you very much.
o'clock hour with the Young Rascals. 107, much more music time. 75 degrees right now. 412-385-7450. Here's Bob Hocko and the Swamp Rats on Radio 9. Swamp Rats from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the midnight hour on Radio 9. Don't forget, in the midnight hour, you got to change your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time begins on Sunday at 2 a.m.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Greg from McKeesport called 412-385-7450, and I said, Greg, what do you think of my show? Well, what would be your honest opinion of it? Yeah. A lot of people say that. Greg, want to hear the Chambers Brothers? You say them, we play them on the Big 900 in stereo. To the pop charts by Ray Price on Radio 9, and here's Mr. Personality, Lloyd Price. Was awful. What was going on there?
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do?
Thurber. More music.
The genius of Lloyd Price with the lunacy of Jay Thurber right here on Bump 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 at 1:25 chime time. New music from Goo Goo Dolls coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We had that personality. That was Lloyd Price in the key of Z, I think. That was awful. Every so often you buy a record and turns out to be a bootleg. And record's probably 45 years old I was playing, but I didn't know it was a bootleg and it was not the original. And it's like the world's longest running practical joke, isn't it? Which is actually this show. Did you know, by the way, that coming this June, yours truly, Uncle Smedley, will be celebrating 25 years on the radio. Zeke Jackson used to say, some people do 25 years in radio and some people do 1 year in radio 25 times. But so I'm not sure which one I'm at this point. But 25 years, it'd be June. I forget what. I'd have to look. I don't know if I even have anything from when I started at Mistake Matinee WRCT down there in the concrete reinforced bunker. But yeah, it'll be 25 years. I'm old. Speaking of old, retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. Unless you've already retired, then you're in pre-retirement and you still have time to plan. You're not sure where to begin? Well, then visit thisisprereretirement.org. Excuse me, I'm reading that wrong. This is pre-tirement.org. Pre-tirement, isn't that clever? Pre-tirement. This is pre-tirement to feel the retirement fears disappear. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. So take the simple quiz on this is pre-tirement. pre-retirement.org and receive a free personalized retirement savings action plan to help you take control of your financial future. Brought to you by the AARP and the Ad Council. I've been thinking about, for my 20th, we should do something, right? Should we have an oldies dance or something somewhere? Should we rent a fire hall and have an oldies dance or something? All of us out there who, on the floor with our artificial hips and knees, who have to be home by 7:30 so that we can watch Jeopardy. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. But yeah, 25 years on the radio. That's, and much of it here at Radio Carnegie Tech, with a couple of brief stops at a couple of other places, but nobody else wants me. Nobody else will have me, so here I am, brokenhearted. No, I can't say the rest of that.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe. There is a slight chance of hail or tornadoes. So keep your eyes on the skies this afternoon. High of 78 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of them severe overnight. Low of 50. Mostly cloudy Sunday with a high of 62. Sunny on Monday with a high near 70. Tuesday, chance of rain. High of 73. And then on Wednesday, rain likely with a high near 74. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 77 WABC degrees at Washington County Airport and 78 in Beaver County. 77 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 77 degrees with new music from the Goo Goo Dolls.
You keep your feelings all locked inside with your pretty little eyes. Or can you take me where you love to hide? Show me something new.
Here on Radio 9. This is just in to the newsroom. White House reporters reporting that Condoleezza Rice has just arrived for a meeting at the White House. So, Middle East quagmire, you are cleared. My gosh. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 1:32. I'm Jay Thurber. Here's Lee Dorsey to get his yayas out.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Yeah, they're working in a coal mine, going down.
RCT.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my yaya. Oh, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my yaya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh. Baby, hurry, don't make me worry.
Lee Dorsey. On Radio 9, and this...
Talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Jay Thurber!
Sean sang that to me in bed once during an intimate moment. Honestly, I went as dry as a cat's tongue.
Whoa.
Mac and Dee Dee. I Need Your Lovin' every day on Radio 9. From 1968, this is the sound of the Delphonics. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 145. The Wailers, not the Bob Marley group, with something called Jumpin' Crickets on Radio 9. Speaking of crickets, I want you to hear our president today giving a speech to the leaders of Latin American countries. I believe he's at a summit in, where is he at? Where is El Presidente today? Venezuela. No, not Venezuela. He's at the Shield of the Americas summit with 12 Latin American leaders. This is according to NPR. President Trump is gathering with Latin American leaders on Saturday at his golf club in Doral, Florida, is where he is, with 12 Latin American leaders. And here's how he greeted them. This is not AI. I'm not making this. This is not Frank Caliendo impression. This is...
In the months ahead. And it's so good that we got to know so many of you. I mean, we're so many. And I'd love to get to your countries at some point. Marco loves going to your countries. He's always... at one of these countries. He likes your countries the best, okay? You know, where are you? I'm in Chile. Oh, good. How's Chile doing? Good. He likes it. He feels very calm. We all like him, right? It helps. He's got a language. He's got a language advantage over me, because I'm not learning your damn language. I don't have time.
Can we hear that again? Can we hear that part again? The President of the United States to Latin American leaders today.
It helps. He's got a language. He's got a language advantage over me, because I'm not learning your damn language. I'm
going to lay down on the floor for a while.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. Was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Done to deserve such a fate. I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
Damn language, he says. More music after this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Kerwin Finagle, Program Director at WQED. As you may have heard, the President of the United States and the U.S. Congress have now closed the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This unfortunately affects many of the PBS programs you love, such as Masterpiece Theater, The NewsHour, Antiques Roadshow, Frontline, and American Masters. But here at WQED, we are committed to continuing to serve the region with high-quality shows, which is why we're proud to announce that WQED is the new Pittsburgh TV home of the Extreme World Wrestling League. This Saturday night, Ivan the Bone Crusher Donowitz takes on Erno the Mad Hungarian for the world title, followed by a match between Ryan the Brainbleed Johansson and Peter the Power Drive Punisher. On Sunday, tune in for our all-day Dukes of Hazzard Marathon. Next week, we debut our new reality shows, Plastic Surgery Disasters of Sewickley Caught on Camera, hosted by Chris Fenimore, and The Real Housewives of Mount Oliver, with Jim Cunningham. It's all coming to WQED, so make your pledge at 621-5808 or on our website. Thank you.
Up and play loud.
Hey, yo,
pocket, old tin can, my wife went off with another man, and I strained a muscle in my fishing hand, my income tax is due. And I lost my money in a poker game, and I think my left leg is a-going lame, and my brother asked me if I'd change my name, and that's what I think I'll do. My doctor told me not to smoke, drink nothing stronger than a Coke. I'm not even supposed to hear dirty jokes, I laughed and strained my heart. I had every ailment known to man, from the African mumps to the dishpan hand, lost every race that I ever ran. I didn't even get a start. So you think you got troubles, the more you try, the worse you get. So you think the world don't like you.
Well, brother, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Now, some people call me a pessimist. They say that I ought to make the best of this. Well, maybe I am a pessimist. That's something that I would know. One thing I do know, I'm telling you right now, I'm a milking the wrong end of this old cow. There's too many wrinkles in this boy's brow. That stuff has got to go. So you think
you got troubles? The more you try, the worse you get. So you think the world don't like you? Come, brother, you ain't heard nothing yet. So put me a bar in the back of my car. No,
Marvin Rainwater on Radio 9. We've got news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. New music from Billy Bragg right after this.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
What more do you want? An egg in it. In spring training baseball at this hour, Pittsburgh Pirates are at the Detroit Tigers. Pirates leading 3-2 at the bottom of the third. Pirates are 10-5 right now in spring training. Elsewhere, the Pittsburgh Penguins will be hosting the Philadelphia Flyers this afternoon at the PPG Paints Arena. Game time is 5:30. Philip Gustafson made 30 saves as the Minnesota Wild beat the Vegas Golden Knights on Friday night 4-2. Chris Kreider got the tying goal left with 42 seconds left in regulation. Alex Killorn scored in the sixth round of a shootout that sent the Anaheim Ducks to a 6-5 victory over the Canadiens on Friday night. Going to be windy out there. Could be a chance of hail or maybe even a tornado in our area. Otherwise, looking for cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe with a high of 78. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight. Some of them could be severe, low of 50. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 70. Tuesday, chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 73. Wednesday, chance of rain and a high of 74. Right now, just ahead of much more music. It's 77 in Washington, 78 in Beaver County, 77 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 77 right now at WRCT in Oakland.
The ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. When they came for the communists, he said it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. They came for him as well. There was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, came to my neighborhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they drag people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face. I go.
history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
Billy Bragg with City of Heroes here on Radio.